If the battle over the federal government's mining tax was over when the bill passed through the parliament, nobody appears to have alerted the opposing forces outside the parliament. Today, the chairman of Fortescue Metals, Andrew Forrest, will address the National Press Club. In response, the construction union, the CFMEU, is launching an advertising campaign supporting the tax. And as Adam Harvey reports, that campaign appears to borrow from the mining industry's own approach. Emotive music, individual stories, and a knockout punch.
This town is delivering a fortune to this country, but where we live, it's hard to see much coming back.
That's Kayleen Greenhouse from the central Queensland town of Thierry. She's the star of the CFMEU's new advertisement supporting the mining tax. Ms. Greenhouse works at a local school, but her husband Stephen is employed at a nearby Xstrata coal mine.
Housing prices are out of control. Worst of all, the roads are clogged and dangerous. That's why we think a tax on mining profits is fair enough. It's time to put something back.
There's more than an echo of the mining industry's own advertising campaign.
There's a feeling of belonging out here.
You could be forgiven for thinking that the mining tax hadn't become law. But it's been a long time since the big three mining companies dropped their opposition to the tax, which comes into effect on July 1. The Minerals Council of Australia said the union's wasting its money because Rio, BHP and Xstrata all consider the tax to be workable. But the CFMEU's Tony Maher says the big miners aren't the problem.
You know, the public face of the mining industry is not those companies. It's Twiggy Forrest, Clive Palmer, Gina Rinehart. And they're still running the campaign that it's an unfair tax. And it's not. Most Australians will benefit from this tax. We don't have the tax, we don't get the superannuation increases. If we don't have the tax, we don't get the company tax reductions. If we don't have the tax, we don't get the roads and the rail and the infrastructure in mining regions. So, you know, it's a no-brainer. And the only ones against it are, the privileged individuals. And, you know, they should just shut up.
There's not much chance of that. Andrew Forrest is addressing the National Press Club today to talk about his Indigenous employment scheme and the mining tax. Speaking from her home in Thierry, Kayleen Greenhouse says mining companies could be doing a lot more for towns like hers.
I'd like to just see a lot more of the money coming from the big global corporations coming back into the towns, especially roads and things like that, and for things for the children to do. As I said, we've raised our children here. In my time, I'd like to see it improve.
Thierry resident Kayleen Greenhalen.